So I've been using Prowl for close to a week, maybe not quite. And like I said in my last boo, Prowl's like a is a growl notifier for the iPhone. It pushes growl notifications to your iPhone. The first day I didn't get a whole lot. I set it to let me know with the computer being idle at a certain time and letting me know. The day that I had it all day, it actually almost killed my iPhone. I ran it on my iMac and opened up Adium, or Adium, however you want to say it, and it was going non-stop. So, big tip, if you're going to run Prowl and the Prowl plugin and use a messenger service, I would probably turn it off, because anytime someone logs on, you're going to get a Prowl notification. Anytime anyone logs off, you're going to get it. So I'm basically using the service now kind of as a monitor for my system. So on my iMac, I don't get a whole lot of different mail, or I get all most of my mail on my iMac in the mail app that I don't want to get on my iPhone, because then I'd have like 15 or 16 email addresses. So I'm using it to push that information to me. So I'm like, okay, while I'm at work, it's like, okay, I got a new email from so and so at my magic website. So I gotta remember to check that, and that way, if I'm looking for certain things to come in, I can see that. So I'm using it for that and for system stuff. I'm gonna give it a little bit longer, but so far Prowl's not too bad, and I definitely suggest giving it a try if you like the Growl client. You just need to remember you're gonna want to tweak or tweak some of the things that you allow to do Growl notifications, and turn services off that you don't want to get notifications for, because in a matter of 8 hours, my battery was nearly dead because of Prowl, because I was constantly getting pushes. So take that for what it's at for, and for what it's worth, and check out Prowl on the App Store. And I don't know the website address, so I'd say check out the website. But if you go to the App Store, iTunes App Store, and search Prowl, it should give the web address, and read up about it. Check it out.